This is the I Love Success podcast. I'm Peter Drukowski, and I have made a vow to myself to help as many people as possible to achieve their dreams. Let's get started. Hey guys, and welcome back to the I Love Success podcast. This is the podcast where I meet the coolest and most successful people on the planet and share their stories. I'm glad to be on this journey together with you. What started as an idea has now become the start of a movement. My mission is to help 10 million people in 10 years to achieve their dreams. I can't do it myself, and because of that, I'm so grateful to all my amazing guests and listeners from all over the world. Thank you. Get ready to get inspired, because here we go. But before we get started, let's give it up to our sponsor, Heston's Beds in Los Angeles. Heston's has always been driven by a passion for sleep and the many benefits it brings for the body and soul. Sleep on a Heston's bed is sleep that makes a difference in the quality of your life. Sleep that allows you to function at your optimal best. A natural process that cannot be replicated, bought over a counter, or swallowed in a pill. A Heston's bed is defined by its comfort and support, breathability, and the ability to regulate your body's temperature while you sleep. While many beds contain a variety of chemicals, glues, latexes, and foam, Heston's beds are handcrafted with exclusively all-natural materials to create the perfect night's sleep. If you are serious about success, you should be serious about your sleep, and Heston's can help you. Check them out at hestonsla.com. Today's guest is a boxer from Panama who now fights out of Freddie Roach Wildcard Boxing Club in Los Angeles, California. He started training boxing in Panama at age 6, and now, 19 years later, he is still boxing and sees bright on his future as an athlete. He has over 100 fights as an amateur and almost 20 as a pro, and even though he's ferocious in the ring, he is also well known for his funny dancing and fitness videos on social media with his girlfriend Gemma Marin and their daughter Alexandra. His name is Israel Boumaye Dufus. Welcome, Israel.
Hey, well, thank you. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to share all my experience, ups and downs, you know, all my dreams. So
yeah, I'm so glad to have you here today. We know each other from before, and we'll talk about that as well. But let's start with Israel. Who are you really as a person?
Well, my name is Israel Dufus. I come from the neighborhood in Panama, call it San Miguelito, and River Down. I started boxing pretty early because that was the only way to survive in the hood, because all we do, the first thing we do is fight. It's fight, you know? So one day I was fighting and one of the guys around told my mom, "Hey, why you don't bring your son to the gym?" Right? And then from there is when that passion for boxing started.
Yeah. So do you remember your first time in the boxing club?
My first time in the boxing club, yeah. There was a bunch of guys that was doing shadow boxing. I didn't know how to do that, but I was just trying to follow the group, you know? They immediately, right away, make me do a sparring. Like, fight with another guy with more experience than me, you know? And I was like, okay, this is fine, so let's go fight. The guy, he beat me so bad. Oh my God, I was crying. I remember, I was crying. And I go back to my place so mad. I go back to my house so mad, but that was the intention of my mom, because my mom, she did that to try to make me don't fight no more, you know? So when I go back to my house, I was so mad that create the opposite reaction.
Yeah.
So I was like, no, I have to go back there and beat the guy at least one time. And then I was doing it. And the second time I've been in the gym, they beat me twice. And I was so mad. And then finally, one day, I beat the guy. And then from there, it was like, no, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. the shirt, the claps, the energy, the adrenaline that day was so big to me, you know. So I was like, no, this is what I want to do. And then from there is when I become boxing. Besides that, I did a lot of sport. I always been a very athletic guy. Yeah. I did soccer, triathlon, marathon, every kind of sport, you name it. And I've been there.
So it's kind of interesting because you're 6 years old in this boxing gym. You fought another kid that's fought more, and most kids would just give up and cry. You know, like your mom taught, and he's gonna calm down. But you wanted to fight more, and I think that is a trait that defines a champion in some way. Why do you think you had that as a 6 year old?
Because as I say, that was the only way to survive. If you don't show the guys how to respect you, they're gonna beat you for the rest of your life. If you don't wanna be the weakest guy, you know, you build that. You have to build that protection very early. It was only me, the rest of the guy. So when you grow up in this kind of place, everybody is the same way. You're trying to create that protection, to build that protection, to protect yourself.
Wow. So you got all these contracts and you found one. You decided to come to LA, or what happened?
No, I got this contract. The first time I came to USA was for a training camp too, also. The first time when I came to USA was for training camp with Sergio Maravilla Martinez. He was a champion at that time. He was one of the best middleweight at the time. He's an Argentinian guy. Then I did that, and then I go back to Panama, and then all this thing with the movie start. When I went back to Panama, I start work as a modeling, model and all that kind of stuff, TV commercial, and then the movie come. And then I did the movie, and then from the movie, I met my ex-manager. And then we're going to talk about that right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I met my ex-manager, and she promised me the war. She promised me so many things. Oh, my God.
How old were you at that point?
I was 20 already. I was 20 already.
So how does it feel for a kid? Because I know in the fighting world, you know, music, all of those things, when there's talent, there's so many people making money in this business, right?
Yeah.
So it's hard when you're that young to make the right decisions, right? Mm-hmm. Because you see this contract and you hear all of this, but you're just happy to have a contract, right? Mm-hmm. At that point, it's just like when they sign a famous singer. Exactly. At that point, you will sign almost anything. Mm-hmm. And then you realize, oh, wow, what happened?
Exactly.
So you were promised, and you came here to train with Freddie Roach.
To train, to work, as everything. Because how I met her in the movie, I thought it was for the same reason I came here, to work, to fight, because I was not fighting at that time. Yeah. I was just training. I wasn't fighting at that time. I was just training, and then I was more a little bit focused in the movie industry, in the modeling industry, because I was working in a model agency company
in Panama.
In Panama,
yeah,
a pretty big model agency company. Then when I met her, is when I decided, okay, well, I can get my career, my boxing career back, yeah. And she promised me that. And she promised me I can be in USA modeling and acting, yeah, and fighting, yeah, right? At that time, I didn't have the visa work. I don't have that. You know, that's almost impossible to work in USA. Yeah. You can sell orange and apples in the street, yeah, without visa, yeah, work. But you can go and say, I want to do a movie with Sylvester Stallone, Yeah. Without me, that's impossible. That's not gonna work like that. Yeah. And then that was the fierce thing, yeah. The fierce war. I find out when I came here, I didn't have the visa work. So I spent almost 1 year without work, just living at her place and having fun. I was training, yeah.
But no fighting.
But no fighting. I was completely okay because I don't have to spend any kind of money. I don't have to spend any money. She was paying for everything. I don't have to spend money in the rent, and the food, and nothing. But I can work. And I was blind for that. And I was blind. I was like, okay, if I am having fun, so why do I have to complain about it? I have nothing to complain about it. But at some point, I just stopped. The club just stopped. It's like, wait a minute. I supposed to be came here to work. I supposed to be here, come here to do acting and movies and modeling and boxing. And I'm not doing anything of those things that she say. And at some point, she's gone. At some point, this is over. And what about me? Go back to Panama with my hands empty, just like that? And then I start do questions. I start make questions. Hey, why is not this? Hey, why not this? And then she start feel depression, you know? She start feel depression. And then start show her own self. And then I just realized that there was full of lies, too many lies. And I start take care of myself, decide for myself if she don't like that. If once I start take care of myself and decide for myself, have my own decisions, take my own decisions, and then she say, okay, we don't work no more. If you want to do whatever you want to do, okay, do it. But you gotta go, you have to go out of the country. Yeah. GSTAR, with all this kind of stuff. Yeah. Because immigration, they don't play, and this, and then GSTAR trying to scare me with the government. I was like, hey, I have everything right here. I didn't done anything wrong. I just trained. I'm living here waiting for you. Tell me what I have to do. Where is the work? What is the job?
So you didn't have any fights at that point?
I was fighting. Look. I was fighting. I did like in 2 years, I did like a 3 fights, something like that. Like in 2 years, I did like a 3 fights. Yeah. If those 3 fights was illegal, it was a right fight. In the big shows, I don't want to name the company, it wasn't the big show, but under the table, you know, I was getting a paycheck for charity, like a charity. Yeah. I was not getting the right money, you know, so I was just the entertainment. Yeah.
So how did that feel? Because I remember when I met you, at one point you didn't even have a home, right? Mm-hmm. So what happened? How because I think there's a lot of people coming with dreams in exactly. sport, and then all of a sudden you're standing there, you were 23 at that point.
Yeah,
23, and you don't have a home and you're so far away from your family. How did you react to that?
I was without nothing, like zero. Zero. Like when I say zero, the point that you see, I was sleeping at the gym, at the floor. Thanks God, I have at least a floor to sleep, at least a place to sleep. Yeah. But I didn't never expect that I would be in a position when I went in my country, the place that you can sleep in the beach, you can have a desert beach only for you.
Yeah.
You know, to be...
You came here to become a champion, right?
Yeah, to be a star, to be an actor, to be all these things that she say. Yeah. Because when you grew up, this is another thing. When you grew up in those kind of place, Hollywood is far away. It's so far for you. It's so far. This is just a dream. So much of the people from the ghetto, they die. They die dreaming with Disneyland. Yeah. When I came here, I have the opportunity to just decide whenever I want to go to Disneyland.
Yeah, yeah.
The first time I went in Disneyland, my mind was, I was dreaming. I was like, I can't believe I'm in Disneyland by myself.
Yeah.
Grown man already, as me, and then in the Disneyland like a child. So yeah. Happy, so happy.
Yeah, that's so great.
So happy over there.
Let's talk about people, they're dreaming about this and you dreamt about it. Someone is promising you a lot and there you are all of a sudden, thank God to Marcus, right? Our friend that took you in and you had somewhere to stay. But how, like, can you just talk us through that? How does that feel? You know, you come here with so many dreams and then all of a sudden you're alone in a dark gym sleeping there. You know, how did that feel?
Yeah, as you say, I was completely alone. Even when I was at her place, I was completely alone because you have no family, no friends. And the only close person I have at that time was the secretary of her, who was a Latina, who is a Latina too. So we can talk in Spanish.
Yeah.
And it was easy for me to talk in Spanish with her, you know? So she support me. She know how hard it's come from the place like that to make it in America, right? So she say, okay, I can help you. I have some friends who maybe can help you. And then there was the moment when I met Marcos.
Yeah.
When I met Marcos, in the guy, he just say, without knowing me, he just opened the doors of his place, of his gym. I was so happy. I was so happy to have at least a place to stay, to have a place to sleep. But at the same time, at nights, all the demons, all those things in your head, so many questions for you. It's like, why do I have to be in this position? I never asked for being in this position. You don't ask for disgrace. You don't ask for bad times. You don't ask for any of those things, you know? But at the same time, that make you stronger and stronger and stronger because I don't know if say a revenge yeah. for
yeah pain like a fire it's a fire yeah, inside
revenge
yeah
to show that even when they're trying to put you down yeah. to see you fall, you still have the strength to get up yeah. and become what you were dreaming to be, you know. Yeah. So I think being in a place helped me to realize the meanings of the friendship, the meanings of the goals, yeah. what a real goal is, you know, what is it really the dedication is,
yeah.
you know, the meaning of the decision, what the decision is, yeah. you know, and all the things come together,
yeah.
and now here I am. I was pretty shy at that time. I have a girlfriend. I was pretty shy to tell her I'm living in a gym and I'm sleeping in the floor.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. because girls at the end of the day, girls need a protection, need a man,
yeah.
no, whatever guy.
Yeah.
She need a protection. She need have with somebody to represent her.
Yeah.
No, a guy who can afford a place to sleep.
Yeah.
So I was doing everything in my hands to trying to get out of that position,
yeah.
of that situation. As you see,
yeah.
I was in the gym. I was trying to help a little bit with the gym. I was doing a gardener.
Yeah.
I was doing a gardener. I never say in my country, never think in my country, okay, I go to USA. I never say that. I go to USA to be a gardener.
Yeah.
But at some point, you have to do anything just to move one step.
Yeah.
to get better.
Are you ready now for to the big fight?
Yeah. Definitely.
And how has it been to work with Freddie Roach? How has that improved your boxing?
You know what? He's a very specific guy. Freddie Roach is not the guy that he gonna scream or tell too many things. Like, no, thing is, to get to Freddie Roach, you have to be a talented guy. You have to be a hard worker. I don't want to say to talented guy, but you have to be a hard worker guy, right? So once you get there, you have to bring something. To get to Freddie Roach, you have to have something to propose him. Like, he have to see something. Yeah. And from there, he just say, okay, you have this is your abilities. This is what the things that you are not that good, and this is your strongest. So let's work in this. Yeah. And then he just adjusts some things, and that's it. Yeah. It's not too many, do this and that, So the trainer's like, No. It's like, okay, champ, now trying to work in this move, because this move is not doing very well. And that's like this.
Almost like the silent coach, right?
Exactly. Yeah. He's like, because, and I agree with that. Because you've been in this already. You've been in the position already, you know? So this is the good thing to work with him.
Thank you so much, guys, for listening in. And again, a big thanks to our sponsor, Heston's Beds Los Angeles. Heston's will change the way you sleep forever with the finest beds, mattresses, and bedding accessories in the world. If you're serious about success, you should be serious about your sleep. Check them out at hestonsla.com. I'm so grateful to be having this conversation with you, Israel, and to see your life unfolding. I wish you all the best, and thank you so much for sharing. To all the guests that are listening to this, if you enjoy this episode, first of all, start doing something, just like Israel said. Get people talking, good or bad, hopefully good. But at least people have an opinion. Yeah, you have to do. You can't just wait. You can't just wait around. And if you like this podcast, share it with your friends and family. If you want to check us out, you can go to ilsuccess.com. If you want to work with goal settings, you can read my book, The Goal Book. And that's about it. Thank you so much, Israel, again. And thank you, everybody.
You, man. Always my pleasure. You are like my brother. You know me very well. So I really appreciate all the support, all the motivation.
Thank you so much.
So thank you.